Hello, everyone. Thanks for tuning in to episode 22 of the Kitchen Stitches podcast. If this is your first time joining me, welcome, and I'm so glad you're here. And for those of you who are returning, excuse me while I cough in your face. Thanks so much for coming back. I'm Summer, and you can find me on Ravelry and Instagram as Summer Yarns, and that is SommerYarns. We also have a Ravelry group that I would love if you would join. And I have an exciting giveaway for group members when I reach 100 members, so you definitely want to join. And I'll talk about that a little bit later. This may be a long episode. I have a lot to talk about, so buckle up and enjoy the ride. It is possible that I may sound a little bit different. I have been in Mississippi and Tennessee for a week, and I am a bit of a mimic, and I can't help it. The longer I stay in the South, the more my accent from when I was a kid comes back. And I can definitely hear it, and my voice is getting a little better since I've been back. Better, I mean, that's subjective. But I'll be interested to know if y'all can hear a difference. Anyway, what I have been up to. Well, if you have been listening for a while, then you know that I went to the Into the Wool Fiber Retreat this past weekend. And I'm going to start off the episode with a recap. I left last Thursday, so a week ago yesterday, and drove to Mississippi, where my mom, a free spirit, and also the proprietress of Absolute Wonder Bags, lives. I drove from here to Jackson, which is about an 8-hour drive, I think. And I stopped in Jackson, where my dad was. He was at the hospice facility where my stepmother was. And I got a chance to go see her. And at the time, she was barely conscious. If you are a new listener, my stepmother was suffering from pancreatic cancer. And I got to see her, and she did know me, my dad wasn't sure she would, but she was mostly asleep. I stayed about 20 minutes and talked to her sister and my dad, and I could tell that she could hear a little bit of what I was saying, so that was nice. I was really grateful to have gotten a chance to see her, because I live in Texas, and she's been sick for, it was a 10-month journey. After visiting there for a little while, my dad and I went and had lunch, and then I hit the road back, or got back on the road, and headed down the Natchez Trace Parkway, which, you may or may not be familiar with it is, or, and you may be familiar with the Blue Ridge Parkway. It's a similar concept. It's a national park that is a roadway that stretches from Natchez, Mississippi to, I think, Nashville, Tennessee. And the town I grew up with in Mississippi is right on the Natchez Trace. So this is, the Natchez Trace plays a big part of my childhood. We used to drive, I lived in a very small town, so we would drive from Kosciuszko, where I lived, to Jackson fairly often, and we would almost always take the Natchez Trace. So it was a beautiful day. I was not in a hurry, so I hit the trace. The trace's speed limit is 50 miles per hour, and it is known you stay pretty much to the speed limit. If not because you're afraid to get a ticket necessarily, although it is highly possible, but there are often deer on the Natchez Trace and other wildlife, and you need to go slow so you don't end up in an accident. And why not go slow? Because it is so beautiful. It is a really, really pretty, pretty place. So I drove down there. My mom lives 3 miles off the Natchez Trace, and it took me, I didn't drive the whole way to her house. I drove from where I got on in Jackson to Kosciuszko, which is about 55 miles down the trace. And then I got off there and hit a state highway where I could go a little faster. And I got to my mom's around 6 o'clock. And we had dinner and chatted and did the things you do when you reconnect and got ready for our trip. And we got up Friday morning and we're on the road by about 8 o'clock. Excuse me. Allergies getting back in town. Different things in the air. So Friday we hit the road and it took us, we left at 8 and I honestly don't remember what time we got to Crossville. I think it was around 3:30. And we didn't really stop anywhere for very long that I can remember. To tell you the truth, the trip up is a blur. We got there and we checked in and got our room set up and we started meeting people. One of the first things we did was look through our awesome goodie bags, so I'll tell you about that. Dana and Brittany and Jessica did such a fabulous job with this retreat, and the goodie bags were just amazing. First of all, I mean, it started off with a fabulous bag. I think the bag is actually going to replace the bag that I've been taking to work that I'm sick of, and this one is perfectly functional. It has lots of pockets and a place to put your keys, and it was just chock full of stuff. A lot of free patterns and pattern downloads. I got a half skein of solar flare fibers in the Bougainvillea colorway, which is a bright pink. One of my daughter's friends saw it yesterday and she said, that is a hot pink. And she is absolutely right. I got a sample of Into the World Merino Bamboo Silk in the Godswood colorway, which is kind of just a greenish. I can't describe the colorway. I haven't messed with it enough. A sample of Yarn Hollow Merino Tencel in Spumoni, which is brightly colored. All of us got an LED light that wraps around your neck for knitting in the dark, which is wonderful, and I can't wait to try it out when I go camping next week. A Tervis-style cup with the Into the Wool logo. Oh, and almost all of this stuff, you know, anything that could have a logo on it, had a logo on it, and I understand that was Jessica's doing, so fabulous. We got some lotion, a kookaburra, wool wash sample, and loads of discount codes, which I have used some of already. And the others that I haven't used, I made a spreadsheet with what the codes were, where they were from, and the expiration dates so that I can spread them out and spread the love. And I did that last night. And so that night we had our opening and we just hung out and knit and chatted and I met so many wonderful people, and I'm not going to even try to name everyone that I met because I will forget people. I did meet a few people who said they listened to the podcast, which was very flattering, and I was really happy to meet you. I hope that there are more. I am terrible at self-promoting, but I know that a few people learned that I did have a podcast, so hopefully you will start listening, and I will have new listeners. What else did we do Friday night? Honestly, Friday night was when I did the, I took a drop spindle class from Malia, who is Rhymes with Maria, and that class was just so fabulous. I had taken a class before. I mean, I've mentioned drop spindling on the podcast before, so obviously I have done a little bit. I took a class about 2 years ago, I think it was. And it was a paid-for class, and it was a three-hour class. And I learned more in the one-hour class with Malia, Friday night. That was part of the retreat, part of the cost of the retreat, than I did in the three-hour class. It was just such a good class. And, the biggest thing was just, you know, not to be afraid, not to be embarrassed if you weren't doing a good job, and just to keep trying. And that, it was such good advice. So after the class, I hung out for a little while, and then Mom and I went back to our cabin and went to bed. We were exhausted after the drive. And of course, I had done a, you know, 9-hour drive the day before too. So Saturday we got up and had breakfast. I mean, there's, I can sum up everything that we did, and I think Mom took a class, but I just hung out with wonderful ladies and knit, and I spun on Saturday night for longer than I've ever spun in one sitting and was doing a really good job. I was working on the spun right round that I bought for the retreat, which is a Falkland, and I don't remember what the colorway is now, but I've decided that I'm going to do that as a single because it was what I was getting was very even, and I'm really looking forward to finishing that. I think I'm going to work on that a little bit today. And yeah, I am jumping around a little bit. What else happened on Saturday? The vendor market. I am just crazy. That was the other thing that I want to talk about. I've got it right in front of me in my notes. So also on Saturday in the afternoon, we had a vendor market, and let's see, there were 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 vendors. I think, I hope I'm not forgetting anybody. I bought something from every vendor, so hopefully I'm counting that right. So let me tell you what I got. The stuff, I just got some amazing stuff. And I have no idea what order I bought these in, but from Daisy Knits, I got a skein of Hardy 2.0 sock yarn, which is an 80-20 superwash merino nylon blend in the Wicked Cool colorway, which is greens and purples and blues and just lovely. And if you happen to look at my Instagram feed, there's pictures of all of this stuff, and you will see a theme. I try very hard to not buy the same colors, but everything I bought this week is the same color, or almost exactly the same color, or really close, which is very funny to me. It just obviously shows what color I migrate to. The next thing on my list I got was the Hiwassee Creek Dye Works, and she was out of the colorway for the retreat, the special retreat colorway, and I'm all about immediate gratification. So instead of buying yarn from her, she had one bag of fiber left. And so I bought that from her, and it was a merino bamboo fiber in the Glacier colorway, which is a gradient that goes from a gray to a blue. And it's just lovely and shiny, and it will be so much fun to spin. And I promised Christy that when I finish spinning it, I'll post it on Instagram so she can see it. I don't know when that will be. It's so precious that I don't want to ruin it by trying to spin it now. So that will be a little bit down the road. I also bought Spartacus Dyes in her Braverman sock. And that is an 80-20 superwash merino silk. And that was in the I've Been Impaled colorway from the Frozen series. And it is mostly green with some pink and some brown and some blue in it. Again, lovely. Since that one has silk in it, that is not going to go on my feet. That will make a shawl or something. And I have no idea what I'll make with that yet. I bought the Fiber of Fibers Nightfall in the Into the Wool special edition colorway. And if you've never seen the Nightfall yarn, it is just such a cool idea. Most of her colorways are some color that are gradient into a black, thus the Nightfall. Well, this one is a little bit different. It is a gradient, but it goes from a sky blue that with flecks of green into a dark brown, like a tree bark brown. And I have actually already cast that on. That's the only thing I've cast on from this weekend. And I cast on the Tan House Brook shawl, the new shawl from Boston Jen of the Downcellar Studios podcast. So that is that. That is that. From Unwind Yarn Company, I bought a skein of Touring DK, which is 100% superwash merino, in the First Frost Dark colorway. Again, with the greens, it's a very green color colorway. I do have a plan for this one. I think I might have mentioned that I wanted to do this in a previous podcast, but since I was making the measure in love with the with her touring DK, but I didn't have enough to finish, that is what this is going to be. It's going to be a measure in love. One day. I don't know when I'll do that. I also bought several mini skeins from Dana at Unwind in various colors to add to the sock yarn blanket that I am making for Laura. And I bought from Happy Go Lucky, I bought, instead of buying one skein of yarn, I bought a pack of mini skeins. There's the mini skein bow. So each one is, you know, different colors of the rainbow. And that will also go into the blanket. And then finally, from Gelby, I bought a set of stitch markers, her captured beads stitch markers that she's known for, and then a pendant, which is a needle felted and embroidered, and it has a bird's nest with a bird in it, and it is just precious. That is all of the yarn I bought is just lovely, and I can't wait to knit with all of it. But I just love that pendant. It is, it's just something so precious about that. So I need to get a cord or a chain for that and start wearing that. I just love that. So that was Saturday. And again, like I said, most of the day was just spent hanging out with beautiful, lovely women and knitting and spinning and chatting. It was just so much fun. So many nice people. And then Sunday was the last day. We got up and had breakfast, and then we had the bye-bye blowout at the end of the day. And the rest of the door prizes were given away. I actually won, I forgot to mention, on Friday night I won a door prize, and I am actually wearing it right now. It's a t-shirt that has fists. And on the fingers of the fist, on one it says knit, on one it says purl. You may have seen that design before. I don't remember if I posted that on Instagram. I posted it on Facebook, but I don't know if it made it to Instagram. So after the bye-bye blowout, we packed up the car and headed out. And that was the end of the retreat. It was a lovely weekend. There will be another one next year. I really hope that I can go, but the time of the year it is very iffy. It is there. They plan to have it in, I think, early to mid September, and that is, you know, with the beginning of school and all of that. That just may not work out. I will have to play it by ear and see. I really, really hope to go, but it may not happen. We'll just have to see. So, like I said, we hit the road, and then, unfortunately, my trip became stressful and sad. We were just a little bit south of Chattanooga, and my dad called to let me know that my stepmother had passed away. And as I mentioned earlier, that she had pancreatic cancer, and this was not unexpected. And if you've listened to my previous podcast, you know that this was not unexpected. I had actually been really concerned that this would happen before the retreat and I wouldn't be able to go. So, I mean, not that there is good timing for this, but as far as things go, the timing was right for me. It actually worked. I mean, that sounds so bad. I don't mean it worked out well, but as far as for me, things worked out really well because I was already in Mississippi or on my way back to Mississippi, and I could just stay there rather than having to drive back to Houston and then come back just a day or two later. It was much better. So my dad called, and there wasn't much I could do that day. And so we drove on, and I had dinner, or my mom and I had dinner with my brother on Sunday night at his house with his family, my niece and nephew and my sister-in-law, and just, you know, visited that night. And then Monday morning, my brother texted me and said that he was going to Kosciuszko, which is where my dad lives, to take his suit to the cleaners, and did I want to go? He was going to try to see my dad. So we went down there, and right as I was pulling up to my brother's house, my dad called me and asked what I was doing, and I let him know what my plan was. And he said, well, that's good. Why don't y'all come down here, and we can go to lunch? So we went to lunch, and after that, I headed back to my mom's because I needed to wash clothes. Because while I was smart and packed clothes for a funeral, I was not smart enough to pack extra, just everyday clothes. And I had also packed for the mountains where it was cold. And it actually got really hot. So I had long sleeve shirts and ended up wearing the same t-shirt for several days. But went back, washed clothes, and hung out with mom for a little while longer, and then I had already, my dad had asked if I wanted to just stay at his house, because Jimmy and the kids were not, they came, but they were not there, they weren't leaving that day. So we went, sorry, I lost my train of thought. I said goodbye to mom, and was, of course, sad to do that, but it was easier to drive. She lives about 30 minutes from where my dad lives, and it was just easier to just move all of my stuff and stay in my dad's town and deal with all of the funeral stuff. So I drove down there Monday night, and of course, it's a southern funeral, and people bring food, so we were not short of food. We, hung out there. My dad actually went and had dinner with one of his friends who had invited him to his house. And I, ate barbecue that someone had brought over, and just hung out and watched television and net, and then visited with my dad a little bit when he came back. And then we hit the bed, hit the sack pretty early. And Jimmy and I had talked, and they ended up doing, and this was just, I can't express how much it meant to me that my husband did this, but he made arrangements, and he and the kids drove from Houston on Tuesday and got to Mississippi around 3 o'clock, and the visitation for, which was part of the funeral activities, whatever you call it, was at 5. So they got in just basically in time for us all to get ready and then to go do that. And were by my side all night. And then on Wednesday morning, we had the funeral service at my dad's church. And they came with me to that. And then as soon as the service was over, they turned around and went back to Houston. And so another 8-hour drive. And I just know he was just so exhausted, and it meant the world to me that he and the kids would do that it's a very busy time at school. This is the last week of school before finals, and there were assignments that they were missing, and it was just, it meant a whole lot. So they were there, they were in Mississippi for less than 12 hours. They were on the road for longer than they were in Mississippi. Crazy. But after the service, this was my stepmother, had planned pretty much the whole thing with her friends. I mean, she knew she wasn't going to make it, so she planned it, and she wanted to have a party afterwards. So immediately after the service, there was a party at the church with a lot of food and just people hanging out and celebrating. It was very, very nice. And that lasted for about an hour. And then we went to the graveside and did the last little bit of the service. And that was that. I stayed at a hotel with Jimmy and the kids because my dad's brother and his wife were staying at his house on Tuesday night. So Tuesday night I stayed in the hotel, and then Wednesday I stayed at my dad's again. And I just, you know, for 10 months while my stepmother was sick, I've been in Texas and I haven't really been able to do anything other than offer, you know, support from afar. And to be able to be in town and to help my dad out and to be there, you know, to be in the house when he had to go places so that there was someone there to accept food when people stopped by or to answer the phone or, you know, he had to get his car washed. And, you know, so I took him and we were able to run errands and it was very helpful to my dad, and he let me know that it was very helpful. So overall, it was a very stressful time. I got to spend time with family that I hadn't seen in 10 years since my grandmother died. And that was just wonderful. As a kid, I think I had a little bit of hero worship for my uncle, and to get to see him again and hang out, that was a lot of fun. You know, funerals are sad, but unfortunately sometimes it's the only time you have a family reunion. So anyway, that was my trip. Very stressful. Thanks for hanging in there for all of that. This was, you know, longer what I've been doing than it normally is. And if this is your first time tuning in, I promise I don't have funeral tales each episode. So let's move on to knitting, why don't we? Whips that I've worked on. Well, I honestly have not worked on that much. Since I've been gone, I only took 3 projects with me and spinning. So that's all I've had to work on for the past week. I took my Mystic Spiral socks, and I actually only worked on those just a little bit. While they are not a hard pattern, they do require a little bit of concentration, and I found myself after one night when I had them out that I couldn't give them my full attention. I did have them out long enough to have people ooh and ah over them. I'm making them out of Kirby Warby Kaleidoscope Sparkle or Twinkle, I don't remember, and the Grandpa's Rainbow Suspenders colorway, and they are striking and amazing, and I had people saying that they wanted to go cast, you know, they'd been thinking about casting them on, and they were really excited, you know, after seeing them in that yarn. And, you know, it always feels good to have people ooh and ah over your projects. So that, they got a little bit of love, but not very much. I did have a couple of people ask about them later on, and I had to show them pictures on my phone because I didn't have them out anymore. I also worked on my Opal Van Gogh socks. I think I mentioned in the last episode that I had cast on the second sock finally so that I would have it to go on. And I worked on that a bit. I worked on that a bit at the retreat. I alternated between that and the sockhead hat, which I'll talk about in a second. And then, but over the weekend over this week at my dad's when I wanted something to knit, I just worked on the vanilla socks. And I've actually gotten quite a bit done. I am about, I think I'm 4 rounds away from doing the, from turning my heel. So they got quite a bit of love. The sockhead hat, I think I've done about 1 inch on, and considering that it's 2x2 ribbing with, I don't remember how many stitches, 100-something stitches, that's not too shabby. It's just a hat. It's just a sockhead hat. I can't decide how, I'm not going to, I think, I know I've talked about this before, but I'm not going to do the whole, you know, make it nearly as long as the pattern calls for. I'm trying to decide whether I want to do the full 4-inch ribbing or if I want to do less. I think I'm going to just kind of wait and see. When I get 2 inches, see how I feel I may do 3 inches. I may end up doing 4. But honestly, the one that I did before, I didn't really like the 4-inch ribbing that much. So I probably will do a little bit less than that. And then I'll do a little bit less in the stockinette section. This is going to be one of these projects that sits for a while. It's really good brainless knitting. But it's not very, obviously, it's not very interesting. So while I want to finish it, it's not a priority. So it will probably go into hibernation for a little while now. As I mentioned, I took the class, the spinning class with Malia. And so Saturday night, I actually did a lot of spinning. I mentioned that. There's not much more to say than what I've said already. I spun for off and on for probably about 2 hours on Saturday night, and I was alternating between knitting too because I can't stick with one thing. But I couldn't tell you how much I've done, but of my braid, I probably did an eighth of a braid, if that means anything. I went through probably 3 full color changes. So very productive, and I'm very, very pleased with it. It's so much fun, and I feel like I can actually call myself a spinner now. So let's see, moving on, I mentioned at the beginning that I am going to have a giveaway for meeting my 100 member mark. I am currently at 78 members, and when I get to 100 members, I have an exciting giveaway. Susan, who is Painter Mom on Ravelry, and Painter Mom with some numbers after it, which I don't remember, on Instagram, she is the dyer behind A Riot of Color, and she brought skeins for several podcasters for us to give away on our podcast. So I debated on how I wanted to use this. I thought about using it for the Christmas all year long knit along, but I really want everybody in the group to have a chance at winning this yarn because it is lovely. So I thought about just doing a random giveaway, but I am so close to 100 members that I decided that that would make a fabulous prize for meeting that mark. So that's what I'm doing. So when I reach 100 members, I will give away a skein of A Riot of Color sock yarn in the Key Lime Pie colorway. And the funny story behind this is that Susan opened up her bag and told me to pick a yarn, you know, pick a skein to give away. And I, of course, gravitated toward the green one when I didn't pay any attention to colorway names. And later, I looked at it and realized that I had chosen the name of a baked good. How perfect is that for the Kitchen Stitches podcast? It's just absolutely serendipitous. So, this is what you will have to do to win this yarn. The most important rule is that you must be a member of the group, and I will start a thread, and I want you to leave a message in the thread saying what your favorite pie is. And it doesn't have to be a sweet pie. If it is chicken pot pie, that can be your favorite pie. But I just want to know what your favorite pie is. I'm going to go ahead and open the thread now, but I'm not going to pull a name until we reach 100 members. And the winner is going to be pulled from this thread and not from the overall member list, because I really want this to be for people who are regular listeners to the podcast. And I want to give a huge thank you to Painter Mom for her generous donation. It is a lovely yarn. Whoever gets this is going to be very, very happy. So to recap, must be a member of the group, leave a message in the thread saying what your favorite pie is. When we reach 100 members, I will pull a name randomly out of that thread. So, speaking of giveaways, let me talk a little bit about the Christmas All Year Long Knit Along, which I am being a huge fail at so far. The idea behind this is that you will enter, lost my train of thought again. The idea is to knit or crochet or craft or whatever you want to do. Something for a winter holiday. It does not have to be Christmas. It can be Hanukkah or, you know, Kwanzaa or solstice or Festivus or whatever you want. Any winter holiday that you celebrate. And it can be a decoration or something for your gift box or, ornament decoration. Whatever you want. And the only real rule behind that also is that you have to be a member of the group. I will draw the next quarterly winner, the first podcast after June 1st. Right, no. After July 1st. January, February, March, April. Yeah, the first podcast in July. I will draw a winner for that. And that prize will be a $10 Etsy gift certificate. I lied when I said that I was going to have more details about the grand prize at the end of the year. Mom and I actually never once talked about it. I am a big fail. I'm going to say, and even if this means that I buy it from her rather than her donating it, that the prize will be, maybe I'll give a couple of prizes. Maybe I'll have one nice large bag and then one of the Notion bags. I don't know. I will come up with something. It will be a good prize. Maybe it will just be one. In December, I'll let you know for sure. So let's see. Let me move into in the kitchen. Honestly, I have not been in the kitchen other than eating. I can talk about the retreat food, which was camp food, which it was good camp food, but you know, it was nothing that special. No offense to anybody. It was good food, but you know, nothing in the kitchen worthy. Let's see. Anything. I'll just talk about funeral food. How about that? I'd have no idea what funerals are like in other parts of the country. But in the South, a funeral is an excuse to bring food to the bereaving. Is that even a word? To those, the grieving, that's the word I'm looking for. There is all kinds of food that people bring over, and there's often a party, not necessarily a party, but then, you know, people come and they eat food after the funeral, and it's a food fest. And that is the one good thing I can say about a Southern funeral, other than the whole getting an excuse to see family. So let me think what all was donated. Not donated, but given. It was so funny. The first day I was there, I literally could not get my car unpacked. I only had like a couple of trips I needed to make, but I could not do it. Every time I would walk out to the car, start trying to get something out of the car, and somebody would pull up with food. No kidding. I'm not lying. So the first one was bringing chicken from Kentucky Fried Chicken, just a big, you know, big bucket of fried chicken. And then somebody came with sandwich stuff, which is really nice, but nothing exciting. And then somebody else brought etouffee, which my dad actually would not let anybody touch because the one thing he knew that he would eat over, you know, the next little while. That was off limits. But, someone else brought banana pudding, which was delicious, but not as good as mine. Let's see. Someone brought a smoked pork tenderloin and some pulled pork barbecue from a really good barbecue place. in the area, and some kind of like nut bread. I don't know exactly what kind it was, and some type of lemon pie. This was all just Friday. I mean, not Friday. Monday night. Let's see, what else? Mexican cornbread, green beans, probably more, but that's all I can think of. I mean, it was a food fest. Well, I guess that was between Monday night and Tuesday, because I'm thinking Tuesday night was when there were a lot of family members over and we were all digging into all of this stuff. So between Monday and Tuesday, we got all of that. And then, like I mentioned, Sharon wanted a party after the service. So we had that, and there was tons of food there. Chicken strips that I don't think they were homemade by someone in, you know, a friend. I think they were probably bought, but they tasted homemade. Delicious chicken strips and little sandwiches and dips and vegetables and desserts. Gosh, what kind of desserts? There was carrot cake and brownies, and I don't know if it was peanut butter fudge, but it was delicious. Little mini pecan pies, and I want to think there was something else. I'm not ashamed to admit that I sampled all of the desserts. Not necessarily, I ate some chicken, but the other stuff, I'm not a big fan of little finger sandwiches because I don't know what's on them. There were little tomatoes stuffed with tuna fish and, or tuna salad and something, there was something that had chicken salad, and it was just a really, it was a nice party and a lot of food. A lot of the chicken came back to my dad's house. I'm talking a mound of chicken. My stepmother's sisters and I guess her friends had packaged it up into gallon Ziplocs and brought enough for those of us who had to travel to take back. So I brought back a big bag of chicken, and then I don't even know what else got brought back. Not actually a whole lot. I think I heard my dad say that what he had wanted to do was to leave as much of the food there, if there was leftovers, to leave it, and he was going to treat anybody that wanted to come after church on Sunday to the rest of the food, which was very kind. So that is my in the kitchen. I have to admit, even though I ate so much, I am itching to get in the kitchen, and cook or bake something. Jimmy left today actually to go to Washington DC. So I got home yesterday. Oh yeah, I didn't mention that. I drove home yesterday and got home around 3 o'clock, and then he got up at 5 o'clock this morning and arrived in Washington DC for the weekend just a little while ago. So it's just me and the kids today. I think they have something after school, so they're not going to get out until about 5, and I really don't want to deal with rush hour traffic. So I'm going to pick them up, and then we're going to go get a pizza for dinner and then drive home. But the rest of the weekend, I think I'm going to cook. I don't know what, nothing big, but it's just the three of us. I don't want to spend too much time cooking, but I miss being in my kitchen, and I think I could use it. It's a good coping mechanism. I am doing pretty good. I have had a very stressful time. I obviously am not at work. I didn't even mention what it is. Today is Friday, May 23rd. And I just decided that even though I'm back in town, I just needed the vacation day to decompress after the week I've had. Overall, my week was, while it was a sad occasion, it was capped very well. It started out with the retreat, had, the sadness of the funeral, but ended with spending time with my family, and it was just part of life, and these things come with ups and downs. So I'm going to leave you all for now. I hope that you... thank you for sticking with me. I'm sorry. I know this was not the most upbeat episode, but I am I'm glad to be able to share it with you all. And I don't know that I will podcast this coming Wednesday. I don't know that I will have that much to share between Friday and Wednesday, so it may be a week and a half before you hear from me again. But until then, I hope that you have a great week and that you knit some wonderful things and you eat some wonderful food, and I will talk to you soon.